Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good, wonderful evening. Of course, this is another short day because of the circumstances, but neither here nor there. Age or beauty shall stop Bunton rising from like the phoenix coming up through the fire, coming up through the storm. Resurrecting and all of that other good stuff, all them other good words for it. Because tonight's show is not a repeat, but a follow-up to last evening's show, which was a heck of a show, whether you know it or not. I'm going to have to get copies of that one and this one, if it's anything like it. It's four barrels war. Real quick question. The topic tonight was, are we headed in the wrong direction? I know it sounds like a sermon, but guess what? If you look at the news and the world reports and everything, it's supposed to be so bad over here that they need to make changes. They need to make changes. The economy is better than it's been in 50 years, at least to us. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That might have a different effect on somebody else. But right now, the economy is growing. We are, like the president said the other evening, America is better than it's been in decades. We are the world power. And if I'm understanding most of it correctly, some of the things that they were talking about trying to change, some of the Republicans are saying in their states, no, my people kind of like that. You know. So outside of Donald Trump, everybody else is trying to say, we ain't gonna change that. So yeah, it's a little political now, cause you know. Everybody want to head in the right direction. So I asked you, and I kid you not, are we going in the wrong direction? Or want to make things better and do things right and, you know, get our children on track and everything? Again, last night, there's a minimum of thought put into last night. Against what it took tonight, because you know it makes you kind of fearful to know that you're going in the right direction, and so many people have started agreeing with you. So many people are just it read my lips. What Nixon said, "I'm not a crook." I was looking at the United Way pages today, website and stuff, because they are doing a wonderful service about trying to give 5,000 young children, books, you know, and reading material. And, anybody that's been in education for a day, any time, know that that is a way to start a child to great adjustments, you know, because once you create a good reading habit, no matter what book it is, a good reading habit, you can almost enjoy anything, you know, stuff somebody else write, like your neighbor that's crazy. And stuff like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the point being, good reading habits lead to other good habits. You know what? If you chastise that time, you know, whoop it real good, that, well, I do an hour a day reading, and, you know, just don't believe the hype. What you got to do is believe some of the facts. Get a young child and you put them in a room with a book for an hour, and that child like to read. That child gonna come out there a whole lot better, a whole lot more ready to compete and get into the world than you just putting that child in there with some with some dolls and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. Just keep it real. I know I'm talking about some things y'all don't want to hear about, but it's about time you started just, you know, checking with your child and seeing, do they have books? What kind of books y'all like to read? You know, and stuff like that. And it's a reading thing going on in February. Young lady's supposed to be sending me the information from Cornerstone Church. And putting it on my Facebook and everything. Because there's some things going on, and y'all still got them party houses going down to the park and stuff. What are your children doing? Well, you know, it's, I'm just asking, you know. I know my son's stuck off in DeSoto or Duncanville or somewhere like that, but it won't be for long. Guess what? Daddy coming. But back to y'all. No more about my problem. But we're going to talk about some of the great things that's going on, like the readings and stuff that you ought to be asking yourself. How come my child ain't in that? That's because you come home, get your 40 hours, and sit on the sofa till the chairs and go to bed, and then you start getting loud because you got kind of tanked up and probably woke them back up. But, you know, sometimes you got to make sacrifices that's productive. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to leave the party house in the box for a little while longer and ask them children, what kind of books they read, what do they like to read, and can I bring you a book, you know, and stuff like that. And good habits, man, good habits. And if the children seeing you using good thoughts and habits, then it'll rub off. Trust me, you can teach an old dog new tricks. Yeah, bow, wow, wow. You know, I learned a whole lot of them. But you just have to start making some changes, because while the world is changing around you and you want to stay in that same spot, that same place, you're defeating the purpose of your children. They must be better educated in order to participate functionally in the future, you know, because if you can't read, you can't write, you can't do math, man, you're stuck. And I'm here to tell you, let me be the first one to tell you if you ain't already heard this. Ain't no more manual labor job. President was talking about, you know, doing something with the streets and recreating some of the old highways and expressways and stuff. But, if you're scared to fly, you done lost it, brother. You ain't going to be doing too much traveling. Because you know how they feel about gas. If you've been watching any kind of news, if you, man, shit, they coming around, wind power more than they are gas now. So, you know, you better get your sailboat out and ready. Especially if you're scared to fly. Yeah, because it's going to be on and popping, my brother. That's the way it is. When you know change is coming, I remember saying this a few months back, maybe 5 or 6 months ago. When you see change coming and you don't do nothing, you're a part of the problem. You know that? And so that's all it's about, you know? If change is inevitable, be a major part of the change so you can write yourself in and you can pencil yourself in. But you, on the other hand, all you want to do is do your part out. But you got 4 kids. What are they going to do? Repeat what you're doing? That don't last long. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't going to be able to get the kind of job you got. Because you have more education than they did. If you don't teach them that it's like mandatory, you know, you read a book a week or something, you know, it's mandatory. Yeah, you'll get rewarded. Yeah, I don't know, you know. But, you know, when some kids are such great kids, man, you reward them with small things, you know, trips and whatever, you know, seeing some of the land, you know. Instead of riding around looking for something unnecessary all the time, you can save your gas money up and save it up and save it up and take them kids on a road trip. Y'all don't hear me? But change is coming, man. You can't stay the same. That's detrimental to your children. So, let's talk about it a minute. Let's talk about it. Last evening's show was about choices and consequences, brought on by decisions that shouldn't have ever been made from the information given. Whole lot of stuff, because we so much all the time, we've been given information that we knew was erroneous, that we knew came from the wrong people, that we knew for a fact wasn't no good information. But we didn't have a leg to stand on. We had to accept it. Why, I might ask? Why? Because we didn't have no other choice. Same thing I was talking about last night. I thought me popping up again. Choices. Choices. Well, sometimes you do have them choices. I was talking with a person today talking about where they had some land and how he was selling. The land around it was going up and so and so, so and so. Well, all kinds of different lies kept coming out because when you bring a conversation to me, I don't even feel privileged to just sit there and accept it. I have to ask questions. So you're telling me you got some land that's worth X amount of dollars, but you were told that since the taxes wasn't paid or wasn't going to be paid, y'all couldn't afford them. And you had to accept the money that was offered to you from one person. And I submit to you that if you were serious, then everybody ought to come to you like that. Because one person does not make it legal or it impossible for you to wait as long as you need to. Because, you know, there's other options. Remember that word. Remember that word. Because you're going to hear it a lot. Especially if you got options. You know, one thing about it for a fact, if you don't know what you're doing, you ain't supposed to be trying to wait to sell no land and let death know how. That ain't your job, man. I'm going right back to Chico and the Man, Freddie Prinze. That ain't your job. Yeah, I know you got a lawyer. Well, hell, how come you ain't talked to him? You know, I had a whole lot of questions. And my questions deserve answers and stuff like that, so, you know, people say, well, I say, yeah, okay, then don't even worry about it. But if you ask me a question or if you're talking to me about something and don't believe that I'm going to have no question, my name ain't Willie Poo-Poo. Willie Poo-Poo died when I was a little boy. You know how long ago that's been? You can't bring nothing to me just because it sound good. You can't bring nothing to me just because it look good. I am not my God dog granddaddy. Never got a chance to meet him, but I'm pretty sure, you know, at the times that he was raised in, he had to take a whole lot of stuff and believe it just because of the era that he was in. That no longer has to be so. That no longer has to be so. Unless you are a fearful, spineless person, you can say no to a whole lot of stuff as long as you got a spine. As long as you can stand up for your rights, then you can say no a whole hell of a lot and get a lot of support. But, you know, some people were raised differently. But that's another reason I'm here. Because Bunton Rising, when somebody come up to you and ask you, do you want to sell your property? Ain't the only person in the world. There are other people. And trust this, if he's ready to buy, trust, he's heard something that you haven't. And he's got contacts that you haven't. He's probably a professional, dressed down just enough to come to you and tell you, I hope that's your land, because you know they finna start doing so and so and so. So you know they taking people's land now. If I was you, I'd go and take that $15,000, that $10,000. Land might be worth $1 million. But he know that. That's the reason he came to you. Because he's hoping you don't. But you didn't have nowhere to turn, or so you thought. Guess what? Bunton Rising is there. Bunton Rising is here. Bunton Rising is everywhere you look around. It is somebody out there now trying to help. It might not be up under the auspices of Bunton Rising. It might be under something else. You know, I saw a guy befriended me a couple of weeks ago. And now I found out he's in the self-help industry. You know, motivational speaker and all of that there. Like I tell people all the time, I don't have competitors. We are headed down the same road. We are headed, hopefully, to the same ending. And that's equilibrium for everybody. Y'all don't hear me, but I know there's a few of y'all out there that understand. Until we get economically sound, we need all the help we can get. Until we get mentally focused on, even if it's not for me, and you got to sooner or later start saying this yourself, even if it's not for me, but for my kids, my grandkids, and whatever else, I would like to see them locked in with the same mentality of help and doing more and better in this world than I did. You know what I'm saying? So you sooner or later have to listen to some pretty good criticism about some of your habits. Pretty good criticism about some of your work ethics and everything else. You know, justifiably so. I spoke a couple of days ago about knowing some certain people, and I was, you know, it just amazes you, because I was telling my son, man, we got to break some of these cycles, man. Hell, we don't even ride them. We got motorcycles, bicycles, and tricycles, and everything else. Changes we done been through, changes I went through, my son going through. That don't make no sense. Not the bad changes I went through. Man, I went through some bad changes when I was young. Come to find out, after talking to my son for a few hours one day, shit, I was amazed. Not by me. I was amazed how he got through it. I thank God every day for him, because He lifted my spirit. He said, Dad, I thought about you. I thought about some of the things you went through and stuff like that. And people used to tell me all the time, you just like your daddy. I said, boy, did they mean it? He said, yeah, I was glad to hear that. It boosted me up. I said, boy, shit, I said, I don't know, because if they'd been telling you about the trials and tribulations I went through, shit, that's exactly it. Boy, your daddy wasn't nothing. Your daddy didn't do nothing right when he was young. Because I was raised properly, but I hid it well. Y'all don't hear me? But see, that's a lot of stuff that we have to change. We have to face some of our faults and regulate some of our problems. You don't have to change them all. You don't have to stop them and all of that there, you know. But face the facts. Some of the stuff you do is wrong and wrong as hell. When them kids see you do it, and then you tell somebody else, don't do as I do as I said do. That ain't even smart no more. Kids are looking for a role model and somebody they can be like, and then all you want to do is drink party hours. That ain't going to get it. Drop them for a while. Maybe, you know, I can't tell you that. Well, I didn't drop them until I got sick. Y'all don't hear me. But all of that well said and all of that there. But if you don't stop that thinking, because it is thinking, man. You think about it. Having all of them bad thoughts you're having because you didn't have it good like that when I was young. That's stupid. Adapt to the real world, make the proper changes, raise your family to be winners, and I guarantee you you'll feel better once you see some of the things that your children can do, and you know what I'm saying? Something that they can be proud of, you can be proud of, and then they come right back and tell you, Daddy, you made that happen. Man, that make you feel so good. But you can't do it like that unless you make the changes. Unless you make the... It's instinctive, man. Look at your children. Well, go in the bedroom. Go right now. Go in the bedroom and just look at them sleeping. You telling me you want to let that child out in the world like it looked today, the world as it is today? That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The changes you make today will affect their world tomorrow. So if you're making good changes, trust me, you know what it was last night. The decisions you make today will kick you in your butt tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. All of those decisions you made, going down the wrong road, staying there when you got there, knew you knew the way out, but you waited too late. But guess what? Your children can't afford to do that. The world is a lot different now than it was then. Look back at it. Think about it. Think about what your grandkids are going to be facing if you leave it going like the way it is now. You know, you gone, but the kids got to go on, and they're going to be faced with trauma, trials and tribulations. Man, it's a traumatic experience to grow up without Paw. Give them kids a break, man. So, again, I don't know what you're going to do when realization hits you. I don't know what it would take to put you on Front Street enough to say, I got to make some changes. I got to do what? Based on the information you've been given in the past and making wrong decisions and jumping off into the wrong things and whatever else, I think it would be kind of easy for you to make some great changes for whatever reason you made them, be it your grandkids, your kids, or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Because It's changing around you. You better latch on. You better latch on. Catch on. Do whatever it takes to kind of like change with it or play like you changing with it or something. You know, because it's gonna slap you in the butt, slap you all upside the head. Change is coming. Sam Cooke done said it. Otis Redding done said it. Whole lot of them done said it. Change gonna come. What you gonna do? That's the key. And by being the key, better leave that key enough where them kids can open some doors. You better leave that key so them kids, them children can say, well, I promised my papa I was going to do school, and that's what I'm going to do. I promised my papa I was going to go to college. That's what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm getting at? But if you still can't see it, I, on the other hand, just don't know what to tell you. Because I know everybody got their secret buttons and what'll get them off and what'll get them, God dog me, armed and ready to go and all of that there, you know. But sometimes you just have to think about the facts. And the fact is, those lessons that you should be passing out to young children, your young children, your grandchildren and children and whatever, you haven't been doing it. You need to recreate yourself. You need to say, I was wrong. Things are about to get better. You know, I know it sounds like a song and all of that, but guess what? That's what they're going to need. They're going to need all of that and a bag of chips. Because hard times is coming. If you're not going to be prepared for them, God bless you. God bless you, because it's gonna be hard. A lot of people are going to be wishing for the project atmosphere. I know you didn't hear that. I know you didn't even understand it. You didn't even understand it. But you know about the project's experience. You know that it was the closest thing to an entire family atmosphere. You could walk 5 blocks in the project to get a piece of bread, knowing that if you ask for it, it's there. You know what I'm saying? A bologna sandwich. You could walk a Spam sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, walk 5 blocks. Somebody can tell you that it's there, and you made a bad decision by believing them. Because when you got there, wasn't nothing there. They had their hands out before you got there. See, that's what I'm talking about. Changes have to be made. If you can't, I was telling somebody just the other day, you know, dependability is a booger. You know, I sent my child over to your house to be saved. And I find out later, it's more Mongols and whatever in your house than it was what his other option was. Hey, that's now. That was then. We got to change all of that. Honesty and dependability is a must in our times of need. And if you can't believe who's supposed to be your friend, who's supposed to be your relative, who can you believe? Is it that man that's trying to buy your house for $5,000? Knowing that it's worth $2 million, y'all don't hear me. So, again, I ask, are we going in the wrong direction? Are we listening to the wrong information? Have we studied the route that we were taking to get out of this rut? No, you get straight A's for all of it wrong. See, that's what I'm talking about. You don't know where you're going, still want a God dog. We be independent. And you frustrated. Because you scared to tell the children, I don't know where I'm going. I ain't never been there before. But had you listened to the entire bag of information, at the bottom of it was, oh, they left a note in here. If you want to catch up with us, dial this number. Y'all don't hear me? You know we wasn't going to leave you stranded. You know we wasn't going to leave you hanging. My boy said, Dad, I want to tell people about the fast I've been on, 365 hours with God. I said, well, Scooter, you know, one of the people that talked to me about it, this was a couple of days ago when I was on air with it. And I first went on and I said, well, son, that's a long, I said, I'm a Christian and all of that. But I'm going to tell you, in my entire, have I spent 265 hours straight with the Lord, you know. Might be 365 days, yeah, but the hour out of that day, you know, you got to sit down and fast and do whatever. No, I've never did anything like that, son. I said, so that's a pretty big challenge that's on your shoulder. I said, I wish you a lot of success. I said, but ain't no way in the world I could tell somebody that I could do it or that I would even try, you know. Even though I try not to be a sinner and whatever else, you know, I set obtainable goals. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know the Lord been with me more than 365 days straight because I got in trouble all of them days, and I realized who helped me out of them. Could I return the favor like that? I doubt it. But we start trying things because other people say, well, I think I can be successful at it. Well, all well and good, but I'm going to be honest with myself. I would try it in the very near future, but right now I'm working on some other things. And, you know, stuff like that. But see, I wasn't challenged enough at that time to say, well, yeah, okay, I'm with you. So that might be a problem. But anyway, you know, things are changing. People are changing. Times are changing. So it might be time for me to change. I don't know. But that's a story for another day. Right now, what we need to find out is where we're headed. Are we headed in the right direction? Are we still running on fumes from listening to other people telling us you're going the wrong way? This is the way to go, and they lead us to hell. I am not for that. I think we got a pretty good map, and if you come into the offices of 4432 Malcolm X, you'll be able to see it, read it, and go by it as much as you want. Probably even have your little copy made or whatever. But the thing is, sooner or later, we got to get up off our butts. And sometimes going in the wrong direction is better than going in the wrong direction. Y'all don't hear me? Y'all don't hear me? It beats staying where you are is all I'm saying. Yeah, you know. Understand where I'm coming from when I tell you, because, you know, if you stay where you are, you're destined to get ran over and a whole lot of other stuff. But if you move out the way, going one way or another, then, you know, I ain't going to say you're safe, but you're a whole lot better off. So, with that being said, we have to make some changes and rearranges, and sooner or later pick up some pawpaws and put them in your basket. Because just to keep continuing staying as you are, and I know you all remember this from shows in the past, if you're not doing something, you are part of the problem. And if you are going to keep your foot on the brakes, we team cycling, and we almost on the way to winning this race, and you got your foot on the brakes, you part of the problem. It's time to get out of here. It's time to do something different. It's time to do something new. It's time to say, this ain't working. And stop being a detriment to society, and especially to your children and grandchildren and whomever else you holding back with your scared butt, spineless butt, you know. Instead of getting up, trying to dust yourself off and do something about the rut you in, you're going to get your 40 and sit on the sofa all Friday and Saturday. And then ask the kids on Monday, you got some homework? You didn't hear me. But guess what? Sooner or later, you got to learn that you're part of the problem. And until that changes, your family line is... In bad shape, you know. So if they can't grow and get better and do better with the help of Pawpaw, they gonna be stuck, man, stuck in the same world you was. I told you, I'm so proud of Scooter when he told me that I had it hard, but golly, all I did was think about you. I just made me feel good, but I wish I could have told him something better than I did. I just wasn't there, you know. And so all kinds of unnecessary reasons like other folk give, you know. But mine was when I started seeing some of the differences in attitudes and the way things was going with other kids and stuff. It shed a big light on me, you know, and I was all in the wrong. And so as I was telling him about it, how wrong I was, he said, no, you wasn't, Daddy. I said, yes, I was. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I did what I did, but it wasn't all good. So, you know, you can't put no torch over my head and say, great dad and all of that. I said, because I'm gonna be the one to say it all the time. He lying. Like I did with his granddaughter, with his daughter and stuff. But, you know, things move on. And that's what we got to do. Right now, we going to pick up some pawpaws, put them in your basket, and I'm going to let y'all talk to the guru lady. Yeah, she's here. I seen her walk in the door a while ago. Oh, that wasn't no door. That was a telephone line. Good, wonderful afternoon. Good, wonderful evening.
Good evening, Uncle Billy. How you doing?
Oh, without blame, kind of.
Oh, you doing with. You just haven't found it yet.
Oh, yeah, well,
look in your pocket. Look in your pocket. You got it.
That's almost better than what Scooter told me. I didn't believe him either.
All right. So what's going on in Dallas today?
I'm having a great day. Spoke with some great people today. I'm trying. There's going to be a Cornerstone Baptist Church. Is going to have a read-in. You know, you can buy me out with a dime to get to a read-in, baby. And
how long are they gonna be in?
Well, I don't know yet. It's in February, mid February. So it's a good time, you know, Black History Month too. Lord,
yeah.
I wish my book was finished by then. I ought to speed it up.
Oh man, I was talking to a friend of mine. She just left out of Nebraska, but she was at the military base with her son. And,
Lord.
She was saying that she's probably back in Texas now, I'm sure. But she was saying that he had a read-in at his church for, I think it was 4 days. So that's the reason why I asked. Yeah, they serious. But they deal with a lot of different, you know, problems that they may have. And, you know, it's more than just the religious side of it. They deal with a lot of other problems that you may have in the marriages and different things like that. It sounded like it was multi-purposes.
I've been reading a little up on it. I've been knowing about it for a couple of months, you know. But I think it's just basically just to read in, get the kids to read a book a week or a book a month or something like that, and start good reading habits. Something like the ones they used to do down at the Dallas County Community College District.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was it's in Nebraska, but I thought it was a bit extreme to me, because you know it's hard for me to hang with myself for 4 nights, you know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, and then the four families, so I guess they had the facilities and other things to accommodate them, and they had you know, a pretty good relationship with the people that were there for them to, you know, to be able to stay that long. It was a bit overwhelming to me, but I said, oh, okay, we can, all right, if it's doing something positive, what can you say?
When Scooty told me about the 365 days with God.
Right.
Yeah, daddy just can't do it, son.
Right, well, you know.
Yeah.
I listen to
maybe
you.
Maybe I could if I really, really tried, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I just keep it real. Just keep it. He said, I understand, Pop. I understand.
And that's
said,
a
okay.
Good thing. You have to have those that mutual understanding, because we all just like we all have our own way of worshiping Him. You know, we have to have our own way of pleasing ourselves or feeling closer to Him. However it is, and guess what? I tell you, the older I get, the less I want to knock anybody for what they do, except when they're doing some of these things that are infringing upon other people's rights and their life and limbs, you know. Now, other than that, you can go ahead and do what you want to do, but just don't do anything that's illegal, you know.
Right.
That's when everything, the buck stops right there. But as long as you love your God, and you know that the Bible even tells us that there are lost many and God's many, we have to wake up to that fact. And so if you have a certain type of worship that they do, you know, they used to have those, you remember those folk that used to be downtown, what they call them, used to have them tambourines and dancing up and down, and we used to have them down there in front of H.L. Green all the time. Golly, they had a place over there in East Dallas, as a matter of fact. I think
Harry,
about it later.
Harry Krishna,
you came up with it. You don't see them doing it like they used to no more, do you?
No.
They were very, very prolific. They went around dancing and all up and down town, asking for offerings or whatever, giving you the vegetarian menus different things like that, but you don't see them, and but they didn't bother nobody, you know. The whole thing that you, when they ask you for some money, you either contribute or tell them you didn't have anything. But that's what type of religions we've been used to. Hey, you believe in what you believe in. You're gonna believe in something.
Well, I last report I got on them, I think they at the airports now.
Well, I think they stopped them from being at the airport. I think they stopped them at the airport. Never seen when I used to go. Yeah, I never seen any. But I asked somebody that is a frequent flyer, because you know I'm not a frequent flyer. No, I asked somebody about that. I discussed some of the things that you're doing with some people that I know. And you know, we just waiting on it to get to that point to where you just, hey, put some of these things on point and get it going, because yeah, I think we're right at a real good time of the year with so many things going on, and to be in the forefront of some of those things, you know, one of my pet peeves that I have in the forefront of my list of things to do is voter registration. You know, as a Delta, I was that's always been one of the things that that we were always a part of. And you know, it's time to expand some of these minds and let people know that they do have a part in the political process, the electoral process, because there's a lot of things that's going on, and they will affect you whether you know it or not. They will affect you. And that's one of the things that, you know, I would like to make sure that I'm a part of, and with the within our organization is the voter registration, along with some of the other items that, you know, are going to be prominently figured into the equation in working with other people also. So you got kind of quiet on me. You know, I get kind of quiet when you be quiet.
I was just listening that you're going through the thought processes of the Hare Krishna. You know, hey.
Oh, okay. Going way, way back, and then coming to today. You know, we have to do that, and when you got a lot of years to reflect upon, that's not a difficult thing to do. Some of the things, something we can remember 30, 40 years ago better than we can remember what we just ate.
Oh man, yeah. You know, I do it all the time. You know, I called myself writing a little bit earlier, because like I say, I was telling somebody earlier that looking at the United Way today and some of their advocacy groups and some of the things that they do campaigns on and all that kind of stuff, and it's just great. And then I was also, last evening, I was going through my list of, you know, people will contact you sometime when they hear you on the road to doing one thing or another. And so a couple of guys, they contacted me about joining their groups and stuff. And, you know, just in passing, you don't join the group, but you said, well, I'll post you up on my website sometimes, you know, and stuff like that. But,
right, let's work together.
Yeah.
I work with you on project, but we're not thinking about a partnership at this time. You have a partnership. Yeah,
none
you're
of that.
Doing all the partnering that you need right now.
So, and I, guy got so good, he started posting stuff up there before I could get it good, you know, before I could receive it and look at it. He be done put five or six more, five or six more posts to me and stuff like that. So, so here I think tonight I'm going to start declining a few because, you know, I'm getting it. My information is not getting out fast enough for me to be continuously posting two or three other people's information before I post mine.
Right.
And that's what they got to understand, you know.
Right.
I don't know, how am I going to feed your children and everybody else's children before I feed mine?
Take care of home first.
That's
first,
mom.
Right, take care of home.
No, I told you that I would help you out. I didn't tell you that I'd let you make another slave out of me. You know. Some people are justifiably insane, you know, because they're going by their own game. They don't have anything in the middle, but then they want to say, well, he got a Facebook account. You got a Facebook account. If you didn't have, you couldn't be posted on my stuff.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory, and I try to tell people that all the time. Look in the mirror. Look at your own stuff. You know, why don't you water your own grass sometime? If enough people think you're telling the truth, you don't need my post up.
Right. Well, you know, that's kind of like a relationship, and when somebody wants to get hooked up that quick without even really doing some checking in, you know, that's kind of one of those hold up type of situation. You don't want to get hooked up with nothing that quick. That's a relationship, possibly a marriage in some ways, you know.
Yeah.
You have to check them out, find out if they are what project.
I've already told you what I was going to do.
I
didn't bite my tongue either. I said, stop accepting a lot of information. Just stop.
Right.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And then if you ask me why, I can tell you the same thing I just told you. Hey, why should I keep putting your stuff up and you doing the same thing?
Right.
You put yours up on your board and I put mine up on my board.
Right.
Self-explanatory.
Right.
You can't even piggyback with me right now because we're going to the same place, but we got different ways of getting there.
Right, different transportation.
Yeah,
one may be on a plane and one may be walking on the bus, however you look at it. It's a different transport, though, and it makes a big difference.
Definitely. But I get you airplane tickets and then I get on the bus.
Exactly.
Right.
It's part of what's in vogue today.
It's just with what the show is. Are we headed in the wrong direction?
Well,
see, I had to ask myself some of these questions before I could actually answer it. But the guru lady came on and brought everything to a ball and halt. See? She put some eggs
in there. But we went right around until we got right back where you were.
You put some eggs in there. That's all it took to finish the cooking.
Okay. See, you know, we speak the same theme with different going in a different direction. We get it to the same point, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See,
all good. Now, repeat that again so I can write it down.
Which one? We headed in the wrong direction?
Okay.
And I submit to you with all the information that we have been given, which was all most of the time irrelevant or just totally wrong. We made decisions and choices based on that information.
So
again, I ask, are we going in the wrong direction? Because people need to take a look at what they're doing, mm-hmm. how they're doing it, and everything else. Because, hey, you was told, and you was told by who? You missed the first part of my story when I was saying a lady was telling me today that she had some land in a very prominent spot and position, but that she had to take a little money because she didn't want to pay no more taxes on it and so on and so on and so. If you was that really that enthused about it and waiting on the real money for it, you don't have to. I said, banks now will loan you money on property like that. And all you have to do is take that same money that you borrow from them, even if it's $5,000, pay your taxes off, and then put that other money in the bank and pay them taxes off of it every year that it's due until you sell that property.
Right.
And you can hold out for as long as you want to.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying? So
you don't tell me
you forced to sell no land and ain't but one somebody came to you too? That one person came to you, that one person gonna tell you, God dog, your land is about to catch on fire.
Because if you believe in when he
tell you that you got to sell it, you're believing if he tell you it's about to catch on fire.
Well, you know, it's just like you remember in the cowboy days when they go in and they didn't need to do a lot of the paperwork and get things notarized that they do today. So
yeah,
they can do some all that underhanded type of thing to get someone's property back then. We'll see a lot of them, people have found out underhanded ways today that bait and switch is going on just like it did 200 years ago or more.
In this case, I'm telling you, it was just a topic of conversation simply because she wanted to be in the conversation.
You don't have to sell your land.
I got questions. When you bring something to me, I just don't take it because it's a desired topic of conversation. I go into it like it's real happening right now. And so I asked questions. And when I got to asking questions she didn't have answers for, that's when you find out it's just like in the old days, they didn't ask no questions. But now we ask questions. And if you don't, that's the reason you should come up to Bonton Rising's office and ask some questions.
Right.
Because people are going to be approaching people out in the southern sector saying the same thing. Your land is on fire. And they're going to believe them sometimes.
Right.
But
okay,
they don't have to. They have options. If it's on fire, you can't do nothing about it. You can't put it out. Come up to the office and let's find out who set it on fire. what I'm saying? See, that's what it is. So when you bring a pathetic conversation to me and thinking that, well, if I tell him the sky is falling, he'll think Chicken Little out there. You know, that don't happen no more. I've been through that. I went through all of that when I was young. Yeah, you can hear me. But you can't fool me by some of the stuff you used in the old days. Believe that. And you can't tell me the sky is falling either. I read that book. Didn't even want to, but I read it because my sister. Yeah.
That was Henny Penny.
Yeah.
Kenny Payne.
I had to read that book because I didn't have nothing else to read. My sister said, well, it's my book. And I said, well, I'll read it in it, damn.
Right.
And so I read it. But guess what?
Well,
the sky ain't falling. The river ain't running over. None of that. Keep your land as long as you can. We'll find a way to get you the big bucks that you deserve, if that's what you want.
I know that's right. Now, you said a word that anybody that know anybody in that position should be writing that down, because that's happening. And when I did make that statement, I made it because I know it's true. I know somebody that went through a situation just like what you're saying. But I was actually referring to the many ways that there's different angles to people getting your property. And one of the ways that I found out and I saw for myself was that a person went and bought some land, when they get the land, buy the land because of the taxes being too great, right? What you're speaking about. And what happened was the person who had purchased the land went to look at the land that he bought and add some land that he thought was a part of the property he bought and went about to vacate the owners from their own property. I'll explain it to you later because I'm telling you the truth. This is reality. I was in watching some of it, but what was so over the top of this situation is that this man went to the JP's office to actually get this person evicted from their own home so that they could retain the location that they thought was theirs. Still badgering someone whose property that they did not buy, but they bought other property. Now, it went so far, this person out of a lot of money, because number one, the taxes was behind, but it wasn't his property that this person had bought. And there was a lawyer from North Dallas that had bought the property. And this is a person that's in the area of South Dallas. So in the interim of all of this that went on, there was a survey that had to be done. The person was too poor to get a survey done. But finally, an agency got someone to do the survey and found out that this lawyer had bought property behind this man's yard, but it wasn't his at all. But he had badgered this man so much, went to the house and gave eviction notices on multiple occasions, made them go to the JP, and the JP even agreed with this attorney. It almost seemed like it was complicit, and this is one of your folks who's the JP that just went ahead. They don't do any type of research on the case. It's just showing you what our tax dollars are actually paying for. And when you see things like this going on, see, a lot of people just go back and forth to work. And job is so stressful, you don't have time to look at some of these things. You got people that are in some bad, poor health. I'm one of them. But, you know, there's things that are happening right before our eyes, because and we're saying why, but there's so many underlying reasons that nobody is writing about, because it's just like this campaign that they keep talking about.
They connected, baby. It's
like the political campaigns. They all point the finger at who's in with the establishment. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Child Dallas is being primed for a takeover. It's been said for 50-some years, so I don't know how it's fooling nobody. But, you know, like they said, shit, don't lay these folks to sleep this long, you know. You're pacifying them with little this and little that. And it's been quiet. Man, $5, look at anywhere else in the city and see if the rearrangements of things and here lately of little street improvement here and there.
Remember that, but let me tell you something else. Let me explain something else in that on that same subject. You had some very, very complicit city council members. The reason why that happened so quickly and things went so fast was because you don't have them LSFA Higgins anymore. You don't have that Al Lipscomb no more. You don't have those people who know the area anymore that are fighting for something that they already knew about, just like you said. You have these people who are young. They are, a lot of them are not, they maybe have some understanding, but they're not very educated persons. They are people who are in this situation for their own gain or what have you. But the people that we are talking about that held on and held off this stampede or this takeover was the people who was getting paid $50 a meeting or whatever. These are the people who was getting paid thousands of dollars per year. They were salaried council members. That's what's going on. That's why you have some in particular. They see that was such a good thing. They're going to go into the politics because it's a good paying job to them. It's not what they're doing for the community. Their heart is not in it. Their heart is in their own personal gain, seeing myself in light, seeing my picture. And that's
well,
what's
see, the only picture, if you're not helping me on this journey, and it's supposed to be your job to help me on this journey, and you're not, then, yeah, you won't be in lights, all kinds of lights, mesmerizing lights, mirage lights, like I said last night. That's a mirage. That's just a figment of your imagination. Because things have changed. Even though they're going to stay the same, things have changed. And they're going to change best for you. Because if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, I can say that with not a smile on my face. Sweetheart, you damn near fired. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Or say, dude, you fired because you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because they're going to say, well, how can you say that? I'm a citizen of Dallas. And that's it. And that's the bottom line. And we can question it after that. That's what I'm talking about. See, so, no, you ain't got to be Miss Elsa Fahagan. No, you ain't got to be Miss Al Lipscomb. But you ain't going to sit on your butt. I've been talking about folks sitting on their butt all year. Well, a couple of years. Because you can't, if you're not being any help, if you're not doing something, you're part of the problem. That no longer exists in the world, in my world. Welcome to Uncle Billy's world, of course. Thank you. So, sorry, the
tell you what, you have a great night, and holla.
Holla. It's over, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow night show going to be nothing but music. Nothing but music. Y'all listen to the music. Listen to the birds. All of it. Holla. Good night.
Holla. Good night.